There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Life has changed almost overnight.
Yeah, you have a lot of questions. We are going to try to get you some answers. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Charles Feldman. Together, we host Coronavirus Daily, a podcast designed to help us all get through this crisis together.
We go around the world and talk to some of the top experts out there. So think of this as a guide for you and your family. Multiple ways to listen: radio.com, the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Remember, that's Coronavirus Daily.
The backyard is back. A place to get a breath of fresh air and get together with the family. The Home Depot is here to help you create the backyard you've always wanted. With premium, low-maintenance composite decking and fencing from brands like Trex, Fiberon, TimberTech, and Veranda. And hundreds of other options to bring your backyard back to life this year. Order online and we're on it. The Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Restrictions apply.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my Doctor's Log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The
Score! This hour on The Score is brought to you by Phoenix Industrial Cleaning.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
For me, the vote is simple. If you listen to this show, you know how I feel. And for me, the fan bases whose tears taste the most delicious to me are those of the Pistons. Why? Because they're still out here whining. They're still out here trying to give you Isaiah Thomas's resume and all this other stuff. So the Bulls beating them was important, I thought, for the Bulls of the 90s. But I also enjoy that there are people in Detroit still big mad right now about it and want to desperately rewrite the history that their team wasn't as big of a bad guy as they were. Like, to me, besting the bad guy and having the bad guy have to sit there and watch Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen win 6 championships, that tastes the best to me.
Make me a bicycle, clown!
Sitting in for Lawrence Holmes is the evening show host, Joe Ostrowski, on 670 The Score.
Enjoyed that conversation yesterday afternoon on the Lawrence Holmes Show. I would disagree with Lawrence a little bit on that. I was thinking Knicks fans just because they're Knicks fans, and they're still talking about how they were so damn close to taking out the Bulls. Pistons fans, you don't really hear from them a whole lot. Now, if we're talking about the actual players, obviously the Pistons. In here, noon to 2 today, and for Lawrence Holmes, my name is Joe Ostrowski, in case you don't listen during the evening. Usually here 6 to 10 p.m., but Lawrence is out for a couple of days. I'll be here today and tomorrow. Tonight, We've got Bears All Access 6 to 7, a lot about the 2020 schedule. And then 7 o'clock, a schedule release special with our very own Mark Rohde and Chris Emma. Ron Coomer will be joining me at 1 o'clock. I'm sure Coombs misses me after doing those 17 Cubs games in 17 days. And at 1:40, we'll go down to New Orleans and check in with Mike Dettillier to talk about Ted Ginn. Mike, 12:40. That's right. My hours are all messed. He's 12:40, Herbie? Okay, good. 12:40, Mike Dettillier. Looking forward to that conversation. He always brings it. And 1 o'clock, we'll check in with Ron Coomer. A lot to get to today. But, Herbie, I'm calling shenanigans on Lawrence. I'm happy to be here on the show, of course, talking with you. But we know, after producing for Lawrence for so long, and even with what he was saying again yesterday, he hates this part of the sports calendar, even though there isn't much of a sports calendar right now. He hates the whole schedule release thing, even though we don't have actual sports to talk about. So he jumped on the opportunity to take a breather.
I mean, I would too. This is just nonsense. I mean, he always says, like Zach always says, schedule doesn't matter until you tell me, you know, what's the injury report looking like, who's on the roster at the time. So, yeah, it's the NFL, like I think you said all the time, that the NFL just trying to stay relevant every single month, getting your ears. Hey, don't forget about us. I know that baseball's playing right now usually, but, hey, here's a schedule release for you.
Does it even matter? It's the NFL. Does it even matter once you have the injury report, though, too? Like, anything can happen any single week. It doesn't matter if you're a 2-touchdown favorite. We've seen big upsets. We've seen the Bears win games with Chase Daniel under center. David Blau was lighting up the stellar Bears defense early in the game against the Lions. Sometimes none of it matters.
I just love how the NFL does that. Like, they're just like, hey, you know what? None of this has happened. We're going right along with our league year. The draft is going to happen the exact time it was supposed to happen. Yeah, we might take it out of Vegas, but it's going to happen. And that schedule release, enjoy yourselves in May. And then in June, they're going to do the I don't know if they're going to do OTAs, but they're going to do something to make sure that you know the NFL is still out there. When your baseball is starting and maybe some spring training, hey, remember us over here at the NFL? We got you.
Well, we're supposed to have rookie minicamp, so everything is being pushed. And you may have seen in the news, Roger Goodell sent a memo to all clubs discouraging public comment. It is impossible to project what the next few months will bring. Well, he's right about that. But they're moving along like there's nothing going on in the world. Absolutely nothing. And if you're having a schedule release party tonight, don't do it. You will get arrested. Mayor Lightfoot will find you. And Danny Parkins out here on Twitter trying to ruin your fun. If you're trying to avoid the news of, wait, I know all the home teams, home opponents. I know all the road opponents. He's leaked a few things. And it's been interesting because what we've been hearing the last couple days is the first 4 weeks would be packed with your interconference games, your AFC, NFC games, and of course the Bears are going up against the AFC South this season. So everyone was thinking, okay, the first month of the season, we know the opponents and we know the locations. But Danny put it out there on Twitter that week one will be at Detroit. And that kind of jives with what I've been seeing with some other NFL reporters around the league. It sounds like week one will be a divisional game, and then after that, maybe they have the AFC-NFC matchups. 3 primetime games, he says. Week 5, Thursday Night Football. You get Tom Brady and the Bucks coming into Soldier Field for a Thursday night game. Week 7, you've got Monday Night Football at the LA Rams, because the Bears have to play the Rams every single year. Week 10, Monday night game against the Vikings. There's a Sunday night game at Green Bay after Thanksgiving, and then they wrap up the season against Green Bay. So if that happens, I'd be pretty happy with that one. At Soldier Field, week 17, maybe the division is on the line, but once it's official, we'll get into that tomorrow. But hey, they would not wrap up the season at Minnesota. That streak had to stop at some point. So hopefully that is the case. My name is Joe Ostrowski for Lawrence Holmes. Sports Radio 670, The Score. What we also know about this schedule release TV show, that's what it is. It's a 3-hour TV show for you, since we know all the matchups, is Matt Nagy will be one of 23 guests that you will see on NFL Network. There are a handful of general managers. I think there's five GMs that are going to appear as guests, not Ryan Pace. Because it's very difficult to talk to the media at the combine. It's difficult to talk to the media after the draft. So after declining the fifth-year option on the biggest move you've made in your tenure as Bears GM, after declining Trubisky's option, and you make a pair of signings, you have conference calls for both of those guys, Gibson and Ginn, but we're still waiting to hear from the general manager. So we'll hear from the head coach on TV at least. Probably only a few minutes, but at least you'll get that. So what I find fascinating is tonight, about hour and a half after we find out the Bears' official schedule for 2020, is single game tickets are going on sale tonight at 8 o'clock. So right after we know, and I was checking on the Bears' website earlier, that the prices are not up yet. The individual game prices will be assigned once the NFL schedule is announced. In January, they also announced a ticket increase between 1.6 and 5.3%. But I want to hear from you Bears fans that go to games. If it's at Soldier Field, if it's on the road, what is your plan right now? You've got to make a decision, maybe within hours. Maybe you don't have to make a decision. Maybe these tickets are going to be readily available for quite some time. But I'm the wrong person to ask because I can't answer my own question. Because I haven't been to an NFL game years and years. It's not the 90s. It's not my father with his Bears season tickets in the south end zone. And then after the Bears decided to bring back Dave Wannstedt after a 4-12 season, he said, I'm out. Sorry, Joe, you're not going to be getting Bears tickets handed down to you. And now I'm pretty happy about that. I'm the guy that set up the man cave for this baseball season, for the upcoming football season. And then, of course, we have a pandemic. So I haven't been able to enjoy that yet. But for Bears fans that go to Soldier Field, you don't have to be a season ticket holder. Maybe you go to a couple games, one game a year. What is your plan? You have to decide by 8 o'clock what you're doing. And during the pandemic, are these games going to take place? Don't know. Maybe they will, but maybe fans won't be allowed to be there. So I want to hear from you at 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767.
Hey,
you can text
Joe.
Me at the text zone at 67011. Yes, Herbie.
The thing about this, one of the things about this pandemic that's taught me is these people are keeping their money. Like the NFL and Ticketmaster, it's really hard to get a refund from some of these companies once you put down money and events haven't happened. So I'll be very leery and very cautious about going out and buying tickets to a game tonight. Maybe just wait. We'll see what what susses out eventually, but keep your money in your pocket. And like you, I'm the wrong person to speak to because I don't like NFL games. I went to one last year. It was terrible. It was the Rams versus the Bears one. And that stadium's terrible.
Oh, you were out in L.A.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was horrible.
What was horrible about it?
I mean, it was a standalone game, so I was fine with the not missing other games. That's usually my problem with going to an NFL game. I'm missing all the rest of them. But that stadium is just cavernous. It's like 100,000 seats. It's way far away from the action. Really hard to get into that stadium. Well, now it's going to be, by the wayside.
How much did you miss compared to watching on your couch?
A lot. Like, I saw the option play where Mitch is running on 3rd and 1, but I didn't know the intricacies of what was going on, how the announcers acted.
Right.
I didn't see all the angles because they didn't really replay it there. And so, you miss a lot of stuff that you catch when you're on, you're on your own couch. You can rewind stuff. If you miss anything, you go to the bathroom, people stand in front of you. It's just not a great experience. It's hard to get into that stadium. There's only like two or three entrances into that L.A. Memorial Coliseum. Luckily, they're moving to like SoFi Stadium, which probably is state-of-the-art, has a little bit better entrances, but that is not a great experience. The NFL going to a game there wasn't a great experience at all.
Herbie, don't you think it's pretty telling that earlier this week they sent out a memo for an NFL ticket refund policy? Okay, big surprise, full refund to any fans who paid for tickets. That comes from Roger Goodell, earlier on in the week, And now we're hearing about the schedule that they're going to pack all the interconference games in the first 4 to 5 weeks. That's what's expected when the official announcement of all the schedules for 256 games comes out tonight. Isn't it pretty telling that the NFL is not quite sure that they're going to be starting on time or that they're going to get the entire schedule in?
Very much so. They should be. I mean, they've been operating as everything's all right, but then they know, like, probably in some of these states, so, like ours in California, they probably won't be letting fans into the stadium in, what, September? No. Hell no. And so, yeah they got to think real rationally about it. They might want that to happen, but they have to follow by the state's rules and the cities, too.
I go to college games. I usually go to South Bend once a year. Entire family goes. My wife went to St. Mary's across the street, so her family's big Notre Dame fans. Always have fun tailgating, meet up with a lot of friends over there. But the NFL, it's a little bit of a different animal. When you go, let's say we're talking about a Sunday game at noon. Okay, you're missing the later game, the 3:25 game. You might get home around Sunday Night Football, or maybe the second half of those afternoon games. It's an entire investment, and you've got to go early in the morning, and if you work early on Monday morning, that's not a lot of fun with that quick turnaround, certainly when the Bears are having their issues. But the other part is, okay, let's say the NFL season starts on time. Say there's fans there. Do you even want to go? And what is that secondary market going to be like if you're thinking, oh, there's going to be tickets available. There are never Bears tickets available. I'm going to sell these off. How many people, what's the supply and demand here? How many people are going to be willing to step up to the plate and say, yeah, I'm going to go? It's going to be a different world that we have. So if you want to jump in, love to hear from some Bears fans that always go to games at home, on the road. What's your plan tonight at 8 o'clock? Are you going to get any tickets? 312-644-6767, 312-644-6767. You can tweet me at Joe0670, text 67011. And I mentioned there was a Zoom press conference, because that's how we do things now, Zoom press conference with new Bears wide receiver Ted Ginn. Let's listen to what the new wideout had to say.
Right now, I know Trubisky has been the starter, you know, and we're going to come in and play underneath him and do what we can to help him lead this team to make, you know, to win ball games, you know. And I know Nick Foles is a great quarterback and behind him and MVP caliber guy, you know, took his team to the Super Bowl and, you know, and he's a perfect quarterback too. So, you know, it's not really up to me. It's just up to me to go out and give them guys what I have to make both of them succeed in whatever situation happens. That's why I'm very down on earth, trusting his players a lot, trusting the system a lot, and, you know, willing to work with you with work with how you play, you know, and just being in the virtual meetings and just sitting there and, you know, that's the only time I've been able to really put faces together and just sitting there and just enjoying that, you know, I still got a chance to play football, but in the same sense with a team that's eager to win, want to win, trying to do everything possible to win, and know what they have and they're stable, you know, and just put it all together and just make it work.
Ted Ginn talking to the Bears media yesterday after signing a one-year contract with the Bears, coming off a 30-reception, 421-yard, 2-touchdown season in an explosive offense with the New Orleans Saints. Found a few interesting nuggets here. Now, a big part of this storyline with Ginn is his age. And I don't have any issue with the signing at all. It's value, and if he's your wide receiver 3, let's put it that way, and you use him, say, for half the snaps, he's an upgrade over what you had. So you're not locked in. You're not spending Jimmy Graham money on Ted Ginn. Graham can't play anymore, so it's a much different situation. Kevin Fishbane in The Athletic had this. The only wide receivers age 34 or older with a reception last year, there were 3 names. That's it. Ted Ginn, Larry Fitzgerald, and Danny Amendola. Now, the expectations aren't too high for Ginn, but if you think he's going to change the offense, I don't know about that one. They need to add speed, and they've tried to do it. They drafted Mooney in the fifth round. I like that pick. Don't know if he's going to contribute to the team at all. They signed Patterson last year. He didn't have much of an impact, even though he's one of the quickest players in the game. We just didn't see him on the field, or Matt Nagy didn't